This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, everybody. I'm Spencer Chase. Here's today's headlines. New laws coming to ag, DPR to raise penalties for violations, and bad weather drops exports. After resting his signing hand on Monday, Governor Gavin Newsom was back at it on Tuesday. Among the new laws coming to ag, EJ advisors at DPR. AB 652 establishes an Environmental Justice Advisory Committee at the Department of Pesticide Regulation. Farm groups strongly oppose the bill over fears of granting more influence to select advocacy groups. A similar EJ committee at the Air Resources Board has pushed for aggressive reforms to dairy regulations. Groundwater adjudication. Crafted by UCLA law students, AB 779 requires groundwater sustainability agencies to recruit state water officials to review adjudication agreements. It also mandates that courts consider small and disadvantaged farmers in the proceedings. Workplace violence. SB 553 requires employers to establish plans for logging all violent incidents and ensuring employees can report incidents without fear of retaliation. Late amendments align the bill more closely with a Cal/OSHA proposal already in the works. The state will start enforcing the regulation in July. In his signing statement, Newsom acknowledged that employees must protect workers from hazards already and that SB 553 provides specific guidelines for doing that. He sprinkled the message with notes on how the administration is tackling retail theft, a political priority of Newsom's. DPR to triple penalties for pesticide violations. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has drafted rules to implement a bump in pesticide penalties the legislature approved last year. The cap for civil penalties levied by county ag commissioners would raise from $5,000 to $15,000 for Class A violations, while Class B violations would rise from $1,000 to $3,000. Keep in mind, the regulatory change is on the mild side compared to the changes authorized in a sweeping budget trailer bill late in the session. Under that language, the cap would rise from $5,000 for the first violation to $10,000. For a subsequent violation, it would jump from $10,000 to $75,000 and as high as $100,000 for a negligent violation. Bad weather disrupts ag exports. The latest export numbers show a 10.3% year-over-year drop in California's ag products and raw materials, according to a trade report from Beacon Economics. Ag exports specifically slid by 12.8% at a loss of more than $400 million, owing to low prices and poor weather. Jack O'Connell, the firm's international trade advisor, was not surprised with California's overall decline of 5.5%, given federal forecasts for a 5.9% falloff in U.S. exports. He noted that 2023 has been particularly tough on California growers. Torrential winter rains led to flooding and delayed plantings, while more recently, Hurricane Hillary remnants created issues with the almond harvest. We'll have more right after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back. Bennett and Marshall call for changes to RCPP in Farm Bill. Two Senate Ag Committee members, Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett and Kansas Republican Roger Marshall, are sending a letter to leaders of the panel today calling for additional changes to the Regional Conservation Partnership Program in the Farm Bill. The two lawmakers lead the Conservation, Climate, Forestry, and Natural Resources Subcommittee and say in the letter that the program has, quote, been knotted up in bureaucratic red tape since it was first implemented. They say additional guidance issued by the agency in May failed to address in any meaningful way easements that have been caught up in red tape. Bennett and Marshall also said Congress should provide USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service with clear authority to change practice codes on a project-by-project basis, consider potential construction cost increases prior to awarding project funding, and extend the program to include the Water Source Protection, Forest Legacy, and Forest Stewardship programs. Organic industry seeks insurance options. Organic Trade Association CEO Tom Chapman tells AgriPulse he appreciates the work USDA does on providing insurance options for organic growers, but the group is working with lawmakers on new options. Chapman says organic agriculture has unique issues facing producers when seeking to obtain crop insurance, particularly related to the transitionary period from conventional to organic and the valuation of a particular crop during that period. He says OTA has been in contact with several members of Congress working on securing workable solutions to these issues facing domestic organic farmers and working to ensure the inability of a farmer to obtain insurance is no longer an impediment for growing organic. Syngenta's Wolf on EPA Science Advisory Board. A senior fellow at Syngenta has been named to EPA's Science Advisory Board, which provides recommendations to the EPA administrator on a wide variety of regulatory efforts. Douglas Wolf, who has been at the seed and chemical company for 10 years, previously served in a variety of positions in 16 years at EPA, including National Program Manager for a program that investigates human health and ecological effects from exposure to pesticides and toxic substances, including endocrine disruptors and engineered nanomaterials, according to his LinkedIn page. EPA also announced that Kimberly Jones, Associate Provost for Faculty Affairs and an engineering professor at Howard University, is the new chair of the Science Advisory Board. EPA says Jones is the first African-American chair and first chair to represent a historically black college or university. Finally, here's today's He Said It. The whole region is at a tipping point. That's United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths describing the humanitarian crisis rapidly unfolding with the Israel-Hamas war. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Spencer Chase.